This is a CHOI News Report. Nanaimo City Council voted 5-3 to adopt changes to Nanaimo's building bylaw banning natural gas heating in new buildings at its meeting on Monday. The bylaw will require homes and small buildings, as well as large complex buildings, to meet the highest level of the Zero Carbon Energy Step Code by July 1, 2024, and all large complex buildings to meet Step 3 of the BC Energy Step Code by January 2026. It also requires all permit applications to immediately meet measure-only requirements. Councillor Ben Gesselbrock says the bylaw is necessary if the city is going to meet its emissions reduction targets.
Our consultant that we hired to look at our emissions very clearly said that you're not going to reduce your emissions if you continue heating homes using fossil fuels and you have to fuel switch. And this council is committed. We're committed to evidence-based policy. And we have the technology now available to switch our homes over to be heated from high-efficiency electric systems.
Patrick Littlejohn, a resident of Nanaimo, spoke to council in support of the bylaw, raising concerns about lobbying efforts by a pro-oil and gas Alberta government corporation, first reported by the National Observer.
Nanaimo City Council has been targeted by the Canadian Energy Center, Alberta, or colloquially known as Alberta's war room. And I think it's just really important to note that these are large corporate interests, fossil fuel interests that will try and influence people all over the place.
Councillor Janice Perino says she's concerned about people who buy newly built homes having to choose between heating their home and putting food on the table.
In town, I've heard comments like heat or eat, and that for me is the major concern, that people are forced to just do what they can to abide by this bylaw. The cost for families will be considerably higher using electricity alone, and for me, this bylaw is unfair.
Councillor Paul Manley, who attended the meeting virtually, supported the changes to the bylaw, saying that local builders want certainty about what would be permitted in the city.
There's been wide consultation with builders in this community and construction companies, and they wanted certainty. And they say it's more feasible to do this in one go rather than a bit at a time. It affects approximately 160 new homes built, and most of the apartments that are being built in the community already are compliant with the Zero Carbon Step Code. They're electrified.
Councillor Ian Thorpe says he disagrees with Manley about what he heard from local builders.
With all due respect, I disagreed with several of the comments of Councillor Manley, who I admire, but I think he mentioned that we've heard from local developers and builders that they want to see this done quickly. Well, no, I disagree. We've had dozens of letters from local contractors, developers, builders, tradesmen, all saying the same thing. They're willing to go along with the STEP code, but they need time to adjust their practices, to learn how to do it properly. And so rushing is not what they want. They're willing to follow the government guidelines as we are. They just think it's unfair and unwise to do it too quickly. Rushing, as it usually does leads to unintended consequences.
Councillor Thorpe says if the bylaw was put to referendum, something that the Local Government Act only allows for services operated by municipal governments, it would be voted down.
We all have our own personal opinions and our beliefs. We're not here to push those. We're here to try and represent what's best for what we feel is the best interests of ordinary Nanaimo citizens. And I am absolutely confident that if this issue was put to a referendum, it would be soundly defeated.
Councillor Tyler Brown, who attended the meeting virtually, says the city should be making decisions based on factual evidence.
We can say it's opinion, and we can say if we put it to referendum, ordinary citizens who we must represent, whatever that means, may vote it down, and that very well could be true. But at the end of the day, this has been a matter that's been well studied for decades, and some of the world's smartest people have concluded that there's significant changes occurring, and it's a result of energy choices.
The amendments to the bylaw passed 5-3, with Councillors Brown, Gesselbrock, Manley, Hillary Ismere, and Aaron Hemmons voting in favor, and Councillors Perino, Thorpe, and Cheryl Armstrong opposed. Mayor Leonard Krog was absent. For CHOI News, this is Mick Sweetman.
This report was made with the support of the Local Journalism Initiative, the Community Radio Fund of Canada, and listeners like you.